Question number one.
Even with my full-time job, I'm still having trouble making ends meet.
You probably just need to save more.
What does the woman say the man should do? Question number two.
Does the 4 train make local stops after 9?
Only between midnight and 7. Before then, you need to take the 5 or the 6 train.
When does the 4 train make local stops? Question number 3.
My most difficult course this semester is Greek.
You obviously haven't taken advanced calculus.
What does the woman imply about Greek? Question number 4.
I was talking to this guy who told me that the rental fee will be raised again.
I thought the new committee promised the residents not to add any costs.
Whom does the man blame for the higher price? Question number 5.
Make sure not to overheat the solution or it will change its composition.
Should I remove it from the burner before adding the blue solution?
Where does this conversation probably take place? Question number 6.
Where is the nearest gas station?
I don't know, but we better find it soon. The tank's nearly empty.
Where did this conversation probably take place? Question number 7.
Is this computer a good value for the money?
Let me put it this way. You won't find this model at this price anywhere else.
What does the woman say about the computer? Question number 8.
Are you going to your college graduation?
Are you kidding? I wouldn't be caught dead anywhere near it.
What does the man mean? Question number 9.
I want to travel to Colorado to see the Rocky Mountains.
Me too. Maybe we can go together.
What would the woman like to do? Question number 10.
Did you pass the midterm exam in biochemistry?
Do you have to ask? Can't you tell from the smile on my face?
What does the man imply? Question number 11.
Did you know Kenyatta's mom and dad are coming tomorrow?
Yes, he told me yesterday that they'd be arriving sometime at the end of this week.
When do Kenyatta's parents arrive? Question number 12.
I stopped at John's store and picked up some ice cream for Rhonda.
That's so nice of you. It's not mint chocolate chip, is it?
To whom is the woman giving the ice cream? Question number 13.
Ron and his brother are planning to borrow my boat for a few days.
You haven't used it since Labor Day weekend, have you?
Who is going to use the boat? Question number 14.
Ethel's shirt is much nicer than yours.
Yes, but Alana has the nicest shirt of all.
Who has the best shirt? Question number 15.
Can I give you another piece of fish?
No, thanks. I can't eat another bite.
What does the woman mean? Question number 16.
I've got so many papers to correct, and grades are due at the registrar's tomorrow.
Yeah, and don't forget the departmental meeting.
What occupation does the woman likely have? Question number 17.
Hurry up. I've got to get to the bank before it closes.
Isn't there a cash machine nearby?
What does the woman suggest? Question number 18.
I've never seen the teacher as mad as she was today.
You're not kidding.
What does the man mean? Question number 19.
I'll meet you at the corner in half an hour.
Oh, so then we're going to the park after all.
What had the woman thought? Question number 20.
I hate all these bugs, and I hate sleeping on the ground.
Oh, relax, and please help make the fire for dinner.
Where does the conversation take place? Question number 21.
Let's go around to the gym's back door.
How come?
What does the woman want to know? Question number 22.
If everyone has a beaker, a burner, and the salt mixture, we'll begin.
I think we're all set.
What is probably the woman's occupation? Question number 23.
That's a really nice ironing job you did on that blouse.
Oh, no. I had it done at the cleaners.
What does the woman mean? Question number 24.
Hey, there's no running near the water, and be careful on those diving boards.
Sure, no problem.
Where does the conversation take place? Question number 25.
Charles is graduating early, even though he has two part-time jobs.
What I don't understand is how he does all that and still manages to get great grades.
What does the woman imply? Question number 26.
Did the party go on for long last night?
Only until the crack of dawn.
What does the man say about the party? Question number 27.
Well, aren't you going to tell me about your date with Bruce?
Oh, go jump in a lake.
What does the woman mean? Question number 28.
What did the registrar say?
He said I had one chance in a million to graduate this year.
What did the registrar mean? Question number 29.
So now do you know how I feel about it?
No, I don't, and I wish you'd stop beating around the bush.
What does the woman imply? Question number 30.
If I write one more word, I'm going to go crazy.
Well, you'd better call it a day, then.
What does the man want her to do?